GBC's Deputy Director of Television, Mrs. Betty Apau-Opon, has urged local news presenters to be cautious in translation because any alteration could spark chaos in the country. She said news is serious business, hence the need to treat it as such. Mrs. Apau-Opon was speaking at the closing ceremony of a six-day training program held for local news readers at the GBC Training School.
Mrs. Betty Apau-Opon advised the participants, especially the females, to be mindful of their dress code and eschew provocative appearances. She also advised them to always consult experts to be sure of themselves before they go on air.
Translators, I think your work is very crucial here because you translate and you have to write it as it is. You don't put any embellishment there. One word, a change of word, can bring even more misunderstanding. But if you look at it and you translate it as it is, then there will be no problem. Then you may consult when you don't know how to pronounce a word, especially names of countries, names of people, and the girls. You, the software, you have to come and show off with your dresses. This is a serious program, and you should appear as such.
A facilitator at the training program from the Bureau of Ghana Languages, Okodagadu, believes GBC, as the mother of all stations, should refrain from mispronunciation. He said GBC should endeavor to set the pace and be an educator for the public.
Local language has been the beam of TV and radio in some areas, especially in African countries. GBC had seen it wise to embrace local languages from day one, 1935, that radio started in Ghana. This exercise that we have been through had been quite hectic. Our main job had been translation and pronunciation. We should strive to come out with the proper pronunciation. The able participants that we had on this course had embraced it and they would deliver the goods.
A participant at the training program, Bubu Klinogo, shared his experience and made some recommendations.
I think this course has been very useful and it's going to help all of us when we hit the airwaves with the presentation of the local news. We want to recommend to the management of the corporation to organize this sort of training, not just for today, but then subsequently we want more of these trainings because it is very, very important. If you listen to the local stations, even on TV, on radio, the way they butcher the local languages is very, very appalling. And GBC too must take the issue of local languages very, very seriously, doing much for the local language session. But the local language, you don't have a channel, and it is very, very bad because if you look at the population, not many people understand English and what they know best is their local languages. And so Radio 1 was there purposely to serve the entire Ghanaian population because that one they broadcast in the six major Ghanaian languages. We are doing a lot of this service to our listeners. You speak English and people don't understand it properly.
The program lasted for 6 days. Participants were trained in six Ghanaian languages, namely Chi, Ekuyapem, Nzima, Dagbani, Eze, and Ga.